you might tell somebody, don't sit in that draft because you're liable to
catch cold.
I guess you will too. Say, you might say, talking about somebody catching a cold, if it affected his voice, you would say, he was very quiet.
Say, that horse.
Or you might say, it made him
cold.
Yes. You might tell somebody, well, I better go to bed. I'm feeling just a little
sleepy.
Yeah. I guess when it gets hot like this in the afternoon.
I sat in this chair and doze on. Watch TV and go to sleep.
Yes. Talk about going to sleep, you might say, well, at 6 o'clock in the morning, I'll
wake up, get up.
Or you might say to somebody, well, it's a good time for him to go to work and he's still sleeping, you better go.
Raise it.
Now, a person who can't hear anything at all, you say that person's what? He's
deaf.
Say you've been out, working, and you come in, you pull off your shirt, it's wet, you might hold up and say, look how I'm
sweating.
That's what I've been doing for about 6 weeks there, riding all that heat. I believe I've sweated on 3 or 4 pounds, 4 or 5 pounds. What would you usually call a kind of, sore that come up on your arm, a discharge of sore that might come up down your arm, that'd be a what?
Boil.
What do they call it stuck in the boil?
Huh.
And you might say when you had a boil that your arm did what?
Well.
You mentioned a pus and a boil. You want a blister like you get on your hand and your foot? What did you would you use to call a liquid in that?
Well, I guess I'd be pus too.
You say somebody, you mentioned a war a little while ago, got shot, you say he had to go to the doctor and let the doctor look at
the wound.
Have you ever seen a kind of wound that maybe it didn't really heal, didn't heal clean, it was a white granular substance that grew up in that wound that they'd have to burn out and cut out? What would they call that? What kind of flesh would they call that?
Sprout flesh.
You ever seen that?
Yeah.
Is that bad?
Pretty bad. They'll burn it out. Cut it out, burn it.
Say you got a little cut on your finger, or something like that, just a little cut. Used to, what might you put on there? A little brown liquid you might put on there?
Mercury comb is what they use, I think, now. I don't hardly ever put nothing on me.
Coming up, did y'all ever use anything else?
Well, we had, my daddy always kept turpentine and kerosene and meat. And you got hurt and cut anything, you put that turpentine and kerosene in.
Well,
you
heal it pretty good?
Yeah. We used to have, that's now in the cow pen, we'd have what's yes. called the ground itch.
Yes.
You ever heard of that? It's just the itch gets on your feet, little eat. You scratch it, little stuff, you keep eating right on in. I've had my toes cutted like that for some more. And then they'll get a pus in it, go all down in your foot, just like it. Looks kind of like a ringworm. You've seen ringworm. Well, I look something like it. They call it ground itch.